This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. A lot of things that are really exciting happening at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and their CEO, Joey P., is with us this morning. Joey, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing great. Boy, that new facility is coming together beautifully.
Well, thank you. It's coming along. They're well on their way to being on schedule for the main thing. We've had great weather for building, not so great for farming and lawn care and all of those things, but it's great for building.
That looks like a huge hospital coming up. I mean, it is beautiful over there.
We've had several comments about people didn't realize that it was going to be that big. And if you consider on Highland currently, we have 120,000 square feet approximately, that we're adding an additional 155,000 square feet to our building. So if you're familiar with the building, our new building on Garrison Drive, this building will be twice as big as what's existing over there now, to where it'll be a total of about 230,000 square feet.
You will be able to help so many people with that new facility.
I hope so. We've got quite a bit of things going on. We've got some new doctors coming in this summer. We've got the patient portal connecting to our electronic medical records. So a lot of ways that our physicians can help people.
Tell us a little about the patient portal. I mean, that sounds like something that should be on Star Trek or something.
Well, it's not Beam Me Up, Scotty, or anything like that. But one of the things that has been at the forefront over the past few years have been electronic health records, or EHRs, EMRs. As you've heard, a lot of debate all the way up to the halls of Congress. And since 2004, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has had an electronic health record. And now, with a couple of other things going on in the industry, we're adding a patient portal to that, whereby patients have now a secure communication method with their physician at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. So being able to request in a secure environment their prescription refills, appointment requests, maybe even just asking a physician a question about, I've got this little funny looking mole or something like that on my arm. Do I need to come in and see it? Or my child is having upset stomach and fever. What do I need to do? Where a lot of times those issues are handled by phone call now, that this might give us an opportunity to reduce some of the phone calls and get those into a secure communication environment with the practitioners at our clinic.
Boy, I can really see this being a tremendous service to all ages.
Well, one of the other benefits that people don't really think about is when they're traveling on vacation. And with so many people on medications, you know, the medications I take every morning, I doubt my wife could name what those medications are, to where if I were on vacation, say down in Florida on the beach or something, and I had an accident and I show up at the emergency room, one of the first questions they're going to ask is, what medications is he taking? If I'm unconscious, I can't answer that question. My wife would be hard-pressed to come up with an answer. Well, with this patient portal that we're crafting under the name of MMC and Me, we could sign on to any internet connection from the hospital and have access to my medical records at the clinic. So they could see my medication list, excuse me, problems list, mm-hmm. things, the chronic diseases I may have, past problems that I've had, whether they be surgeries or other conditions that I may be susceptible to, and have that to help those physicians and nurses in that far-off emergency room provide better care to me.
Will that be in plain, simple language so that if you yourself look at it, it'll give you a better understanding of situations that you have?
Are you saying physicians speak in a different language?
I'm saying they use big words sometimes.
We've actually talked to our physicians about that, because making sure that communication is clear with the patient. I tell the joke a lot of times about hearing things like a myocardial infarction. Well, if somebody's had a myocardial infarction, they know what that is. Most of us know it as a heart attack. But physicians using the medical terms a lot of times, as opposed to the lay terms that most of us hear, it's going to be your medical records. So you will still see some of those medical terms. But if you're sharing that with whoever that other provider is that's trying to provide care to you at that point, especially in an emergency, they're going to be able to ascertain what those words mean, I hope.
If they're not, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
So when will this be available?
It's actually available right now. It's not something, though, that you can just sign on and get because of the security. It's something you have to request. There's a couple ways you can request. You can stop by our clinic when you're in for a visit. You can do it through our website. There's a link on our website, our website being mmclinic.com, and go to the patient resources tab, and there's the MMC and me link. And what that allows you to do is provide us some information that will help us validate that you are who you are, and then we will send you an invitation to your provided email list. Now, there's only four ways that you can authenticate. And again, because of the security, we did not choose to replicate the high levels of security to access this online, to again make sure that Bart Walker is the Bart Walker standing in front of me. So to validate, you have to use one of four methods. You have to have a Facebook account, you have to have a Gmail account, you have to have a Yahoo account, or a Windows Live account. So one of those four accounts will validate that that's who you are. And then when you sign on, you'll sign on using that same Facebook login. Now, that doesn't mean your data is going out to Facebook. That's not the case. It's just we're piggybacking on the security that those companies have installed to actually validate that you are who you say you are.
So if you go to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, you probably, in most cases, have several physicians that work with you. So this would put your files where no matter which physician you're seeing or have a question about, that information can come up.
That is correct. It would be your lab results. It would, like I said, be your problem list. It would be your medication list, allergies, as well as notes from your prior visits.
Ah, well, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WG. Let's see. Did we get that one right? You're on WGN. Lost that call. Yeah, call back again. 893-1450 is our number. Lab results. That's a good thing to be able to do, because I know oftentimes you'll go to see your physician for your annual checkup and what have you, and they give you the results of the test and everything. And often they give it to you in paper, but you'll leave the paper at the office or something, and your spouse will say, well, how did it go? Well, I think they didn't say to go to the hospital, so I guess everything's okay. You can go to the file, and you'll have it right there.
That is correct. After the physician has reviewed and validated those results, then those will stream over to your patient portal account, to your personal health record, and you have those available. So if let's take that a step further, that next year you go in for that same visit. Mm-hmm. And while you're in the office, a lot of times the doctor will say, Bart, your cholesterol is here today. here's what it was a year ago. So you can see those trend lines. Well, with this, you can do that yourself if the physician didn't happen to do that, but you know you had the cholesterol test this time, you had it a year ago or 2 years ago. You can look at that and say, well, my cholesterol over the past 2 or 3 years has been relatively steady. So you can see those types of trends. So your wife can fuss at you about eating better and exercising more and all of that. Maybe you don't want to share that with her. But it is that opportunity so that you can see that past medical history and hopefully engage yourself in trying to achieve better health for yourself and your family.
And I think more people these days are trying to achieve better health. And oftentimes, they don't know how to achieve it. So if you see that you're high in some area or deficient in another, and you don't know what to do to correct that. I mean, you think you do, but you really don't know. Will this patient portal, can you ask it, how can I improve that? Or
well, we're still working out a lot of the logistics of how you ask questions like that back to the physician or nurse practitioner, just because telemedicine, doing virtual office visits are happening. It is a good way to do things, but there are times when a patient needs to be seen. If that physician has a good understanding of that patient's history, they're going to have a little bit more comfort level in saying, you know, take some Tylenol or some over-the-counter medication. If it's not better, come in on Monday or at some point over the next 2 or 3 days. But it may be, hey, we need you to come in and be seen. And I know patients, with the cost of medicine being what it is, a lot of times they're looking for ways to avoid that doctor's visit. We don't want that to be what this is, because again, there are times when patients do need to be seen.
What about older patients who are not comfortable with computers? Is it okay for their adult children, say,
there is the ability to establish proxy accounts, both for an adult parent, shall we say, that may not be as comfortable with using computers, though I would caution us young whippersnappers to think that the older folks aren't web savvy, because a lot of times the biggest users of email and electronic communications are some of the senior adults. So there is that ability to establish proxy accounts, both for, say, adult parents or, for that matter, minor children, because there is that need to maybe communicate with the pediatrician as well as your parent's physician. At the age of 13, though, we will cut off a parent's access to their child's account, just because of some of the legal issues that we're faced at the state level, where children at that age can start seeking health care for certain matters on their own without parental involvement. That's correct.
I had not heard that. 13?
Well, it's at any point, actually, when you start talking about mental health, drug use, and reproductive health. The minors in the state of Tennessee are considered emancipated for that purpose. So it's frustrating as a parent that your child could go, say, seek birth control counseling or birth control pills and things, but that's what the state requires to have happen. So when a child reaches 13, we cut off their account. Now, we're debating on whether or not to provide a 13-year-old access to their records in this manner, but for the most part, it will stop from between the ages of 13 and 18 when they become adults.
Who's going to pay their bill?
That's irrelevant in the state's eyes. If you're the parent and you provide insurance coverage for that minor, and they go in and they seek care, you're still responsible for paying that bill. You can't set in on the visit. You can be excluded from seeing that child's medical records for that visit, but you still have to have financial responsibility for it.
So now, in addition to a child who's wanting to control their parents, so to speak, saying, if you do this to me, I'll call the police. they also have the ability to keep medical records away
confidential.
From parents.
That's correct.
At age 13.
Or whenever they're seeking reproductive health counseling or mental health counseling or drug counseling.
Okay. 893-1450. That gives you some new information to sort of chew on this morning. 893-1450. Joey P. is with us this morning. He is the CEO of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and the new portal system is working. You can get information about yourself right now. All you have to do is get with the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and ask for it. We'll be back. If you have any questions, I know that some of these topics we've had this morning, they will stimulate some questions. We'll be right back.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
Buy a new Ford Escape at Ford of Murfreesboro and get up to $3,500 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 60 months. The Ford Escape won't have you shying away from the gas station. The SUV gets up to 33 miles per gallon on the highway. Need more miles per gallon? Try the Ford Focus Electric and you'll never need a drop of gas or an oil change again. See the Ford Focus Electric and the Escape at Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning once again. Traffic easing on Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, also Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Drive, and Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Still very busy, I-24 at 96. I-24 as you make your way into town. Looks like very busy traffic around the Old Hickory Boulevard exit and the junction there with I-40 West. Heads Up Hair Salon is Nashville's original walk-in salon, family-oriented for over 30 years. They're open early and late in 9 different Middle Tennessee locations. Log on to HeadsUpHaircuttingSalon.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area for today with highs in the low 90s. We'll have a calm wind becoming south around 5. Clear skies tonight, low of 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Felhuber. Right now, 79.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Into your loving arms. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. Exciting things happening for you at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Joey P., the CEO at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, is with us this morning. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Joey P. How are you today?
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Okay. I don't know what he knows or not, but I'm gonna see what he says about it. Does he know how many doctors out there at the hospital?
Are you talking on staff at Middle Tennessee Medical Center?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure the exact number. There's probably 300 or so total physicians that are staff member or have staff privileges at Middle Tennessee Medical Center.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all I want to know. Thank you, sir.
Have
a good
welcome.
Day.
Now, how many doctors do you have at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic?
I think the number right now is up to 68, Bart.
Wow.
We've got, I'll probably miss one, but I know we've got 3 coming in very soon. Actually, a fourth. I thought I had another one. I've got two starting next month. I've got a new orthopedic surgeon that's coming to Murfreesboro. He's been practicing in Dallas. It's Dr. Mark Hazel. We'll start practicing in early July. Then I have Dr. John Kolesnik, which is an allergist. He's been in the military, stationed up at Fort Campbell. He's getting discharged from the military, and will be moving down to this area and practicing in the specialty of allergy. Then in August, I've got a new urologist starting, Dr. Troy Sofanowski. He's completing his training out at the Oklahoma State University, and will be joining us in August. And then I have a podiatrist joining us in October, I believe it is, Dr. Adam Torin. He's completing his training out in Denver right now.
How do you determine what fields to cover? Because there are new things that come along, I guess, on a regular basis, new areas of medicine.
Well, the first thing that I would say is there a need in the community? And if the answer to that is yes, then we look to see, is that something that Murfreesboro Medical Clinic can address? When you look at certain specialties that we don't currently have, let's say cardiology, right now there are three cardiology groups and I think maybe one or two independent cardiology physicians covering Rutherford County, to where cardiology is probably being well served. Some of the other specialties that I mentioned, that's not the case. We see the need. Maybe have our existing physicians in that specialty being overworked, having to do too much, calls terrible for them. So we look at ways to alleviate that, bringing in another physician, and then we go see what we can do to find to address that need.
Let's talk about the growth in the community, because this community continues to grow, not as dramatically as it had been, but it continues to grow, which is a plus. I mean, other communities are growing the negative way. We're growing the positive way. And this brings a lot of new people to town who have no physicians, and they don't know where to start. Tell us why Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is a good choice for them.
Well, I think the biggest thing is the convenience of being able to get most of your care in one location. Two locations, albeit right now. But if you think about establishing with a primary care physician, and then also being able to have your children seen at the same location. If you need ancillary services like x-rays, lab work, even being able to go to our surgery center when a surgeon does a case on you, all of that is pretty much under one roof. So you're not having to go all over town trying to get an x-ray, trying to get your labs drawn and those tests. Being able to do that in one location is the biggest advantage I see. Secondly is we've got good physicians. And I'm not saying that to disparage any other physicians, because there's a lot of great physicians in Murfreesboro. We're truly blessed as a community to have the quality of doctors that we have, the quality of healthcare services in this community. But that's the goal of our clinics, to recruit good doctors. Want them to come here and be happy, because if they're not happy here, then I'd rather them go somewhere else. Because if they're miserable here, they make everybody else around them miserable. So we try to provide a great opportunity for them to practice in a good environment with the tools and things that they need to meet the needs of their patients.
Let's go to the phones once again. You're on WGNS with Joey P. How are you today?
I was wondering, did y'all ever get the health spring issue resolved? And if you didn't, why not? I'll hang up and listen.
I assume he's referring to the breakup that occurred with HealthSpring between most of the physicians in the community back in October. HealthSpring, for their own business reasons, terminated a contract with a local organization that included almost every doctor in Rutherford County, including the physicians at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. That presented a lot of patients in our community. I think there were I'll get this number wrong, but upwards of 3,000 to 4,000 Medicare Advantage members in Rutherford County that used HealthSpring. And that termination caused a lot of disruption in those patients' care. We resolved that by our specialist signing a contract with HealthSpring. So if your primary care physician, because the HealthSpring Medicare Advantage product is a gatekeeper HMO type model where you have to go get a referral from your primary care physician to see a specialist, you can see our specialist now. Our primary care physicians chose not to sign up with it at this time. So our surgery center, our lab can do some things, our radiology department, all of our specialists, just not our internal and family medicine department.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Joey P., the CEO of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, is with us this morning. And you're on WGNS with Joey P. How are you today?
Very good. Joey?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I do some volunteer work in the medical center. But I had a pain in the hip a couple of weeks ago and decided to go to the walk-in clinic upstairs. And the little lady said, "What kind of insurance do you have?" And I said, "Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Shield." She says, "None of our doctors take Medicare." Is that true?
That's incorrect information. I apologize if that's what they told you, because that is not a correct statement. All of our physicians, I'd say with the exception of the pediatricians for obvious reasons, all of our physicians do take Medicare. Now, as a new Medicare patient, it may be difficult to establish with a physician on a primary care basis at the medical clinic, but we still take Medicare to walk-in clinics and okay. everything else. So if you're an existing patient, it shouldn't matter. But we're trying to address that, and that's not just a phenomena related to the medical clinic. Unfortunately, Medicare patients are going to have difficulty finding a primary care physician in Rutherford County. Very few of those physicians are taking new Medicare patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have a primary care doctor, but he was not in that day.
Is he a physician at the clinic?
No, he isn't. He's private.
Yeah, he should have. You still should have been able to be seen at our walk-in clinic. And if they sent you away, I apologize for that. It should not happen.
They sure did, and I couldn't understand that. You know,
the only thing that it could possibly be is if you had HealthSpring or one of the other gatekeeper products, because if you do show up for primary care services like a walk-in clinic, we cannot see you for those situations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number. And I guess her comment is probably similar to a lot of insurance is confusing these days.
It's very confusing, Bart. Especially when you have payers that have multiple plans. Let's just say, again, let me take Humana, for instance, because they have a Medicare product, they have a commercial product, and then they have an HCA product. And I think it's Humana that has that. It may be Cigna, but we'll use them as an example, to where we do participate in the Humana Medicare Advantage program. We do participate in the Humana commercial. I think they even have another Medicare product that we do not participate with. And then you have this HCA product that is HCA's coverage for their employees and their families. Well, we don't participate in that. Patients call and say, "Do you take Humana?" Well, the easy answer to that is yes, but the question needs to be followed up with, which Humana do you have? And so that there's not that confusion when you get to your physician's office, to make sure you let them know that I have Humana Medicare Gold, I think is the product name, so that they know exactly which product to which you're referring.
And I guess really if you are thinking to yourself, I'll go to where I get my medical care and see what is the most used, the most accepted by the groups that I go to, and you choose that one 5 years down the road, maybe 5 months down the road. Well, those people can change what they have in it, I guess, and then that policy would be not usable.
Well, the caller a minute ago brought up HealthSpring and the situation. That really left patients in a lurch. And because we're the local guys, we're the ones that took a lot of the brunt of those patient complaints. I understand their frustration. But that was a decision that HealthSpring made. And what it required is, because of the rules set by the federal government for Medicare Advantage, there's only a short time period each fall where, if you're on Medicare, that you can choose to change plans. And so these senior members of Medicare Advantage plans were struggling to find their either a new physician, HealthSpring was assigning them to a new physician, or they were having to change plans to get the ability to stay with their current physician.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Joey P. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning. I'm well, I think.
Good.
I just tuned in to the program and heard, it seems to me that it's kind of a negative tone about HealthSpring. And I just moved up here from an area that had HealthSpring. And I'm wondering if I should keep it or if I should change plans or is there something wrong with HealthSpring? I guess that's my question.
And
it's probably something that you can't answer.
Well, let me respond like this. If you perceived negativity, that was not my intention, because a caller a few back ask about the situation with HealthSpring and kind of how it transpired in the community.
Uh-huh.
If HealthSpring is meeting your needs, great, stay with them. They're a great company. I know several people there from the executive suite all the way down to the provider reps that come out to see us. It's a good company. They do a great job with their Medicare members. If your physicians that you see are in that and you have access to the physicians you want to see, then that's great. If it's not, there are other Medicare Advantage plans that are available in the community that might meet your needs just as well. I know each one of those Advantage plans have different service offerings, different cost levels, all of those things. But if that's the one that's meeting your needs, great. It's just a question of you individually and the physicians you want to see.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Let me ask you this before you hang up. Did you say you just moved to the area?
I did. I'm from southern Tennessee, down in Franklin County.
So have you had a need to go to a doctor? Do you have a doctor locally?
No, I do not. That's what I'm in the process of doing, to pick out a new doctor up here. And when I heard the program, I thought, well, maybe I should switch plans, because when you move to another area, the way I understand it, you can switch plans.
I think that is correct, because you are moving. Different plans are available from one region to the other, and so if you had that in Franklin County, the HealthSpring product, they may, I guess they're doing business down there in that county, because it is on a county by county basis that these Medicare Advantage plans operate, and so if they do give you that opportunity as kind of a life event, much like people with personal insurance or company insurance, if your spouse loses their job, you can look at your insurance in a non-open enrollment period. Otherwise, the caller would have to wait until the typically October to December time frame to make a change.
Right, I understand that. Yeah. I have heard and noticed it in our experience too, that a lot of doctors are leaving HealthSpring.
Well, like I mentioned with the last caller, they had a contract this time last year that pretty much covered every physician in Rutherford County, and HealthSpring chose to terminate that contract for their own reasons. Some individual doctors then signed back up with it, like I said, we did for our specialist only. But It's a different model. They're very good at what they do. They take great care of their patients and provide them a lot of good service. It's just they had a little bit of a disagreement with some of the physicians.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for your call. Okay.
893-1450 is our number if you have a question or a comment. And one thing that ran through my mind as we have been talking this morning and listening to people who called in with questions, and you mentioned something about it's if you're on Medicare, that it's difficult sometimes to get a new primary care physician or to get a primary care physician if you don't have one, like this person moving into town.
That's correct.
So you can't just always ask neighbors, who do you go to? That may work sometimes. I guess what I'm wondering is there more security in going with, say, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic? Let's say you have a primary care physician there. You find someone who says, yeah, we'd love to have you. They welcome you with open arms. 10 years down the road, they move out of state. Are you eligible then to switch to another primary care physician in Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, or are you facing the same thing that you would otherwise?
You're facing the same thing, Bart. It's just difficult right now for new Medicare members coming to the area or wanting to change primary care doctors to find another primary care physician in this community that will accept new Medicare members.
So that really creates a problem.
It does. Now, what we're trying to do to address that is I've got a family medicine physician that, again, is coming out of the military up at Fort Campbell, and he will be joining us in, I want to say, March or April of next year. And so there's an opportunity that patients will have to establish with a good quality physician that will be taking Medicare for a time period. It's just at some point they reach a number of those patients that from an overall practice standpoint it becomes difficult to justify accepting any more patients at that level.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Perhaps you're just getting a glimpse now of some of the challenges that are ahead for many of you. 893-1450. Joey P. is with us, the CEO of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Exciting things happening there. If you don't believe me, take a look at it.
Good Neighbor Talk focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
My friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Down home cooking right downtown in Murfreesboro at Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts on Hancock Street. Open daily from 11 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 5. Jeff's has 18 vegetables daily, 14 meats, including real hickory smoked barbecue.
Plus, all you can eat catfish every Tuesday.
Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts at 467 Hancock Street,
where MTSU students and seniors get a 10% discount.
And if you just tuned in, Faye Vaughn won the birthday cake this morning from Junior's Foodland. Faye Vaughn, happy birthday to you. Lewis and Barbara Hass over on Reed Downs Drive receive flowers from Ryan's as our good neighbors of the day. Hey, are you looking for one product to control all of your insects in and around your home, lawn, and garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide's 8 Insect Control controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against, well, more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 kills on contact and repels insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available right now in dust, concentrate, and in convenient ready-to-use and ready-to-spray formulations with the built-in applicators. You can get 8 right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center right there on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church. Ask for 8. They also have 8 at Martin's Home and Garden. They are on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden. Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Joey P. is with us. Joey is the CEO of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
I changed from HealthSpring to America Group Solutions, and I was wondering what kind of opinion he had on it.
You're asking me to opine on a health insurance company. That's a tough one. I'll tell you, like I told the last caller, if they're meeting your needs, if that's where your physician is, the physicians that you choose to see or want to see, then you know, as long as they're meeting your needs, that's great. If there's not, there's other opportunities out there for you to change.
Okay. Well, this has been fine so far, but I was wondering too, back when all this happened. We got a letter from the clinic saying that we had to get another doctor immediately or we wouldn't be covered with insurance. So I changed doctors then.
Well,
that's what HealthSpring said do, or you did, or somebody.
Well, because
I went back to my regular doctor, though, so after all this was settled.
Because they terminated the relationship with the physicians in this county in the middle of a plan year. They did that as of September 30th, but you as a Medicare Advantage member could not change plans until, I guess, the beginning of the year.
During the time there, they said that I feel that's a letter that we wouldn't have any insurance.
Well, you would have had insurance. It's just it would not have paid if you'd gone to your regular doctor.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that your insurance coverage was terminated or anything like that. It's if you'd have gone to your regular doctor who was no longer contracted with HealthSpring, it would have been an out-of-pocket cost for you or would not have been paid at all by the insurance.
So you had to go to another one to make sure he's covered. That's the way I understood it.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450. And I know you can't comment on this, but it just seems like insurance companies are in control of your medicine.
Let me comment on it like this, Bart, that because medical care is so expensive, and it's one where people look to their insurance company as opposed to getting directly involved. Now, I'm old enough to remember the nature of insurance back when I was a kid, where if you went to the doctor, you paid the physician, and then you filed a claim with your insurance company. It was true in an indemnity type plan. And I would characterize it now that we don't have health insurance anymore. We have prepaid health care, to where you're paying dollars to a company that when you need something, they pay the bill. And it's taken a lot of involvement of individuals out. It's instead of challenging a physician about why do I need this particular test, or thinking, well, you know, LeBron James got the MRI because he hurt his knee that, well, my knee's hurting, maybe I need an MRI. Well, maybe not. You know, he's a, I forget what he makes a year, but it's a whole lot more than you and I make.
Right.
And so the team owners have a vested interest in getting him back on the court so he mm-hmm. can compete in the NBA Finals. Us weekend warriors that may be playing golf or softball or tennis or something like that thinks that, you know, we've got to have the same care that they've got, and as a result, costs have gone up. It's get involved, understand the conditions that you have, ask questions of the physicians, and challenge your insurance companies, because a lot of times they'll say no to things. I think of one particular situation where our surgeon was examining a patient and said, I need a CT scan. And the insurance company said, no, you need an ultrasound. He said, no, I need a CT scan. And they went back and forth and finally said, okay, get the ultrasound. He got the ultrasound, and it told him exactly what he knew it would. And he said, now I need a CT scan.
So they paid for two things.
They paid for two things. And they're thinking, well, no, it's kind of that incremental. Let's do the ultrasound first. It's less expensive. And maybe we won't have to do the CT scan. The doctor laid hands on the patients, examined them, and knew what he needed. But then they had to pay for the ultrasound, then they had to pay for the CT scan. So, you know, ask those questions, challenge those things, because healthcare costs are skyrocketing.
As we wrap up the broadcast this morning, I think the exciting thing is all of the services that are being offered at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and we haven't even touched the tip of that iceberg. I mean, you can drive by and see that beautiful new facility that is coming up and just doubling basically what you've had in the past.
Well, it's that's correct. We have 78,000 square feet over there now. We're adding another 155 with the addition of orthopedics and allergy next month. We'll have 21 specialties as part of our clinic. We're also adding some new diagnostic equipment when we move in. We're going to have a low radiation dose CT. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, I think last week, talking about the risk, especially to children, of overexposure to radiation, especially from CTs and other X-ray images. So to be able to offer to the community a low-dose radiation CT unit is a huge addition for this community, to where if you've got a child that your doctor says you need a CT, well, you need to start talking to them about low-dose radiation and the opportunities that are there for that. It's health issues like that are hitting the Wall Street Journal, it's not just the medical journals anymore. It's hitting mainstream media to where people, parents, have to worry about those types of things. So to be able to meet those needs of the community is what we strive to do.
And the new electronic portal service for patients is working.
It is right working. Now. It went up June 1st. It's called MMC and Me. You can go to our website, mmclinic.com, or call 615-278-7573. It's kind of an information line that we have for that, or to get your name in line to request that.
And when will the new facility be finished?
That's finished is, their plan is 12-12-12 that they're going to turn it over to us. So December 12th of this year, it should be completed. We will not move in on the 13th, is not the plan right now. With the holidays right at that time, it will be very difficult to get people motivated to move. So I suspect it will be after the first of the year that we get everybody moved from the Highland location over to the new location on Garrison Drive.
That is close.
It's closer every day. It's adding to my gray hair all the time as well.
We need to do a broadcast from the new facility as you get ready to open up. That sounds like...
Well, I know we're hosting a business after hours at some point, the date to be determined. But we will do something like that. Be glad to accommodate you.
Looking forward to that. And it's exciting to see all of this growth happening in our community. The people who are local have grown with the community. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is one of those local people who have grown and continue to service our community with just service that's phenomenal. Joey, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Bart.